Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Listening.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to bring our good friend Steve Forbes back on the show. Steve has been a member of our Brain Trust now for more than a decade, coming up on the 11th anniversary later this year. He's the chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media. He's the author of a number of books, including Power, Ambition, Glory, and also one of my favorites, How Capitalism Will Save Us. He's our good friend Steve Forbes. Welcome back to the show.
Good to be with you, Jim. Thank you.
It's always a pleasure to have you here, Steve. Hey, Steve, I want to get your thoughts on some of the key issues of the day. One of them is this Keystone Pipeline bringing crude oil down from Canada to the Gulf of Mexico. This issue is interesting. One of the ways it's interesting to me, Steve, is it's not just an economic issue, because it provides jobs and it makes sense economically, but it's also a geopolitical issue now, isn't it?
It is indeed, and at a time when Russia is making aggressive moves and doing things that are extremely dangerous and setting very bad examples for countries like China, approving the Keystone Pipeline would be a real message to the world that we're serious about new and bigger energy production. And at the same time, we should be approving Keystone. We should have done it at least 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Is approving rapidly all of these applications for liquefied natural gas export facilities. Europe is still dependent on Russia for natural gas, but we're, as we all know, are big producers now. And just the announcement, just the knowledge, that it's just a matter of time before Europe is going to be getting it from us rather than Russia, would change the equation enormously and favorably for civilization.
Well, and I want to come back to that in a second, but also from a geopolitics standpoint, look at what we're saying to our best friend, Canada.
Well, it's preposterous. If you're going to import something, I'd love to get it from Canada since we're so dependent on each other, rather than regimes that are hostile to the United States. The whole thing is just bizarre, and well, the sad thing is the president refuses to learn from experience. He really thought we're running out of oil and gas and coal. We're not. We're having more of it than ever before, but he still thinks a few windmills will solve the problem.
Yeah. You know, Steve, one of the most fascinating phenomena to me in the world is cause and effect. Cause and effect is, I just love watching it. You know, I don't like it when it works against me, but it's fascinating to me. But one of the things that's even more fascinating than cause and effect is how inaction creates cause and effect. You know, often when we think of cause and effect, we think about somebody doing something that, you know, trips a wire or something. But in this case, in President Obama's case, more often than not, his inaction creates cause and effect.
Absolutely. What he calls leading from behind, which is one of the phrases he's going to be remembered for with derision and scorn. And you see it here. I can't imagine, put aside the bridge thing, if Chris Christie was Secretary of State, I couldn't imagine Vladimir Putin behaving the way he is today. And when you know you're facing a potential adversary who is not going to respond to your aggressive moves,
right,
you're going to make those moves. You know there are no real consequences.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, you mentioned just the knowledge, just mentioning, if I believe, because there's precedent for this, Steve, I believe that if President Obama today would say, if the other day when he said he's going to extend the comment period for the pipeline, which was a horrible thing to do, if he had said we're going to accelerate this, I'm going to make a decision on this, and I'm leaning toward opening the pipeline, if he just kind of hinted that he was leaning towards allowing the pipeline, I believe two or three things would happen. I think that would have a chilling effect on Putin geopolitically, and I think it would cause oil prices to come down. What do you think?
Well, yes, and again, you've combined that with liquefied natural gas licenses. And that tells the world the cavalry's on the way. That makes a big difference.
does this whole scenario not demonstrate? And folks, I don't say this with any kind of critique necessarily or pejoratively, but President Obama is not so much a politician as he is an ideologue. Would you agree with that?
Yes, he has very rigid views of the world. And they're harming us because he refuses to learn from experience. Jimmy Carter, I'm old enough to remember him,
yeah,
as you are. For all of his mistakes, he learned at the end, too late, but he learned from experience. This guy doesn't.
Well said. Steve Forbes, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back with us right after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.